This is episode 1190. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm excited to share with you today a meditation technique to help you feel more confident. I share a different technique every day, customized around a theme we explore in depth for a week. Our theme this week is self-love. So we're in the middle part of our seven-part series, and we've gone through a couple different techniques for self-love. We've explored an affirmation, a breathing technique, a mudra, and a visualization. In today's meditation, I encourage you to focus on a passion, because as I was doing a little research for this series, I came across a very small blog post on a website called psychologysolution.com. And on this website, there wasn't an author's name to give credit. It's simply psychology-solution.com. It listed different secrets of confident people. So the name of the article is called The Secrets of Confident People. And I was reading through this list, and most everything I'd heard before: have positive yet realistic expectations, have faith in your abilities, etc. All these different ways to have more confidence. And then I came across something that, at least to me, stood out. And that was that confident people believe they can cope, not necessarily succeed. And there's a difference. When you believe that you can cope, and that's your goal, is to live your life or to try something, whether that's something to do with your work or a relationship or improving your life in some way, when you think about succeeding, and that's your reason, that's your motivation, that can almost set you up for failure, because there are bound to be challenges along the way, no matter what you do in your life. And so if you think about attempting something, let's say you want to explore having a more consistent exercise habit. And so you want to start exercising. And if you start exercising and you're thinking about how great you're going to look and what it's going to do for you, it may surprise you that that might not be a big enough motivator to keep you going, especially when you wake up and you don't feel like going to the gym or exercising, or when you get bored doing what you're doing. And then you start to feel this doubt creep over you, such as, I'll never look great, I'll never lose this weight, I'm just not cut out to be a fit person. And your confidence falters. In fact, you can end up repeating over and over again in your mind these thoughts that you're just not head out to exercise. So you may as well just stay unfit. Why even do it? So here you started off with the intention to do something fantastic for yourself, and you can come away from it feeling even worse about yourself than you did before. So when you think about being able to cope with something when you do something, rather than trying to succeed at it, and if you can layer that with a passion, such as maybe becoming fit by pursuing something you love to do physically. Maybe for you that's to play a competitive sport or to take dance lessons or simply to spend time walking in nature, and then that becomes your exercise. This can become more of a passion that fuels you. So it's something bigger than yourself. So then when challenges come your way and you don't really feel like doing it, then you will still do this thing because you'll be able to cope. You'll have tools to cope to make sure that you keep doing whatever it is you want to do. And if I can think of a few examples of people who have this attitude, this passion, something greater than who they are, and they're able to cope with numerous, sometimes mega failures, I think of Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, among numerous other inventions. Once when he was asked by a reporter of all the many times he had failed, he said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." So when you think about your own life, as you sit down to meditate today, consider your passion. What allows you to cope? And this is going to provide you with self-love because you'll honor yourself. So think of your passion and what it is you love to do, and spend some time focusing on it. And you could focus on your fourth chakra, just a way to keep your meditation interesting. Chakras are energy centers in your body that harbor different emotions. So as you focus on your passion, feel this love and gratitude for the ability to take part in something amazing, to learn something new, to explore something new. And for your own curiosity, feel this gratitude and compassion for all you've gone through in your life. You could focus on the color green right at your heart. It's an expansive color. The element of this chakra is air. Air is expansive. And when you become more expansive to where you stretch who you are to become something greater than your existence, then you begin to honor and respect yourself. And also it helps to stop taking things so personally because you feel part of something bigger than you are. continue with your meditation, focusing on your passion. And as I always say, if you want a little more, you can find a way to explore a daily guided meditation, as well as access to over 1,000 guided meditations that last for half an hour. You can break off at the 10 or 15 minute point. And you also get a journal. So the journal for this week is a self-love journal. And you get a guide with all the techniques I share each week listed for you. And this can be found at my website, which is at sipandom.com. sipandom.com. For now, focus on your passion, feeling this love and gratitude, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.